road, we crossed over the river, and dashing up Wellington Street, wheeled sharply to the right and found ourselves in Bow Street.
Who is on duty?
Inspector Bradstreet.
Thank you. Ah, Bradstreet, how are you? I wish to have a word with you.
Certainly, Mr. Holmes. Always a pleasure to see you. And Dr. Watson, of course. Please step into my room.
Thank you.
How's the family, Bradstreet?
Oh, very well, thank you, Doctor. Now, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
We've called about that beggar man, Boone. The one who was charged with being concerned in the disappearance of Mr. Neville St. Clair of Lee.
Oh, yes. Brought up and remanded for further inquiries.
So I heard. You have him here?
Where else? Quite a regular guest in the Bow Street cells is our Mr. Boone.
Yes, you speak as though you've developed a certain rapport with the man.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mr. Holmes. But I do know I've run him in quite a few times over the years. Last occasion couldn't have been more than a couple of weeks back.
Matches, madam. Matches for the light of your life. No, as you like. Oh, matches, sir. Boxes. Morning, Mr. Bradstreet, sir. I was just going.
There is only one place you're going, Boone.
There's no need for that, Mr. Bradstreet. I'm not hurting anyone.
It's a matter of opinion.
Well, if it's my opinion you want.
All right, Boone. That'll do. On your feet.
Very good, Mr. Bradstreet. I'll just put my matches away.
Be quick about it.
Oh, here's my stock. Must look after that. Proper street trader I am, not like them round the corner. Just beggars they are. They're the ones you want to get off the street.
I'll be the judge of that.
And all be the judge of me.
We'll just have to see, won't we? Well, I don't know what you're worried about. Looks like there's enough in your cap, whatever the fine is.
Yes, I think you're right there. Now, Mr. Bradstreet, ready when you are.
They're more than just a fine this time, I shouldn't wonder.
Tell me, Inspector, is he quiet?
Even more than usual, Mr. Holmes, though he never really gives us any trouble. But he's a dirty scoundrel. Still, once this case has been settled, he'll have a regular prison bath. I think if you saw him, you'd agree with me he needed it.
I should like to see him very much.
Well, that's easily done, Mr. Holmes. I'll take you down myself. You can leave your bag here.
No, I think that I'll take it.
Very good. Right, gentlemen.
Bradstreet led us down a passage, opened a barred door, passed down a winding stair, and brought us to a whitewashed corridor with a line of doors on each side.
There he is, sleeping like a baby. Care to take a look, gentlemen?
Thank you.
As we took our turn at the grating, I saw that the prisoner lay with his face towards us in a very deep sleep, breathing slowly and heavily. He was, as the inspector had said, extremely dirty, but the grime which covered his face could not conceal its repulsive ugliness. A broad weal from an old scar ran right across it from eye to chin, and by its contraction had turned up one side of his upper lip, so that three teeth were exposed in a perpetual snarl. A shock of very bright red hair grew low over his eyes and forehead.
He's a beauty, isn't he?
He certainly needs a wash. I had an idea that he might, and I took the liberty of bringing the tools with me.
Oh, a funny one, Mr. Holmes.
If you'll have the great goodness to open that door very quietly, we will soon make him cut a much more respectable figure.
I don't know why not. He doesn't look a credit to the Bow Street cells, does he?
The cell we entered was barely large enough to accommodate the prisoner, let alone the three of us. Motioning Bradstreet and I to be silent, Holmes went first to the cell's water jug, and then, crossing to the sleeping figure, rubbed the now moistened sponge vigorously to and fro across Boone's face.
So much for the paint.
Oh, this fall.
Now for the plaster.
Oh, the devil.
And finally, the wig.
Oh, what's the meaning of it?
Let me introduce you to Mr. Neville St. Clair of Lee in the county of Kent.
And there, sitting up in his bed, was a pale, sad-faced, refined-looking man, black-haired and smooth-skinned, rubbing his eyes and staring about him with sleepy bewilderment.
Well, who would have thought it? I know him from the photograph.
Oh, be it so. But if I am indeed the missing man, what am I charged with?
With making away with Mr. Nevelson? Oh, you can't be charged with that unless they make a case of attempted suicide of him. And I've been 27 years in the force, but this really takes the cake.
If I am Mr. Neville St. Clair, Then it is obvious that no crime has been committed and that, therefore, I am illegally detained.